8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. There's an election coming up. I don't know if you've heard, but there is. And you can vote. You should vote. You know, one of the things we talk about is that that these elections, these local elections, are the ones that affect your day-to-day life more than. And I understand we get, you know, so many people come out for the presidential election because they're passionate about it or whatever, gubernatorial. But these are the elections that affect your day-to-day life. And to talk more about the upcoming election, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. And always great to get a chance to chat with you. I know you get extra busy around election time, but we were talking off the air, there's never a time that you're not busy. It's just different busy, right?
It's just between election. It's pre-election or post-election and then election. And then sometimes it's both.
I mean, it would be great if your job duties said, okay, get ready for election, then do nothing for a year or 2 years.
That'd be nice. Free time is of an essence there, I guess.
But those other duties as assigned always pop up, right?
Oh, yeah. That keeps me off the streets and out of trouble.
So. There you go. That's a good thing. But, you know, as I was saying, this is it's a case where, you know, these elections, they affect your day-to-day life more than the presidential, gubernatorial, whatever the case may be. And yet, for whatever reason, the percentage, the numbers just are not there.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. This is your closest contact to the governing bodies. Those people that you see on the streets that you talk to at the coffee shops are the ones that are making those decisions for you. And you've got that amazing – that's a beautiful thing we've got in America, to be able to have that kind of governing power, to be able to talk to the people, the common people, to be able to do these things. And it's just tough. There's a certain group of category of people that will come out and they'll vote every election. And then there's some little – they're focused on some of these things. Like you said, the presidential year is always huge. But you're spending millions and millions of dollars on advertising. People remember all this stuff. These elections we've got going now, you're not spending as much election money on these things because there's not a lot of contested races and things. So people aren't spending the money where it's not making that mind trigger. It's not, it's all right. But every vote's important. We want to make sure that everyone gets out. Even if there's no contested race on that ballot, get out and vote because those people – are doing a good job for you. We want to make sure that they feel appreciated.
Yeah, so we're looking at things, whether it's it's a mayoral race or a city council or a county board, school boards. There's so many different positions, so many different things. And I think, and part of the reason we wanted to have you in, because there's also some of those things out there, some races out there you might not have known you're going to get your ballot and say, oh, I didn't know about that. So there's opportunity for you to educate yourself, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this election, the odd year election, is the township race stuff. So we have your township supervisors and clerks and road commissioners and trustees. They only run every 4 years. So you get into that point where you may forget, oh, shoot, yeah, I mean, now it's four-year time. We get that with the candidates when it's coming up. Oh, crap, it's time to go again. Because you get in that nice lull where you don't have to worry about these things. And there's no mid-cycle township election. It's just 4 years and done. So people get used to that flow, and it's just, okay. But the road commissioner positions, it's amazing. They're a thankless job. You can't get your snowplow fast enough or the road smooth enough, but people will fight tooth and nail to be the road commissioner. They're like,
why? Yeah, who? I want to be the one that gets called about the potholes.
It's just like, no matter how good you are, you're going to get someone that's going to be upset about it, and it's just like, wow. But – we appreciate all that they do. I mean, all these township officials, they work hard, and those road commissioners, the trustees, the clerks, all those people work just amazingly hard jobs and doing it for people with very little recognition. So we want to give a shout-out to all of our township officials that we appreciate you, and we're glad you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, really important job, and we are happy that somebody is willing to do it, whether it's the road commissioner or whatever it is. We're glad, very happy people are willing to do that job.
Absolutely.
For a little bit of nothing.
Yeah, it's an amazing – I mean, I knew a little bit about some of the stuff getting into this, but then talking more to these township people, there's a whole science and an art and a thing to how those roads get crowned and get the snow plowed and different things. It's like – I wouldn't know that if I hadn't had the opportunity to talk to these people and say, you know, hey, what's going on with this? And so it's really neat to be able to kind of get that neat insight with it.
Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson joining us here this morning. We've got a municipal election coming up, a lot of different things on the ballot. So are people able to get to or see a sample ballot?
Yes. Yeah, we have a sample ballot on our county website, so you can get that. And it'll show everything. So it's going to look huge. But your particular ballot won't necessarily show all those races because it's limited to the townships and things. But we're working on ballots and ballot ordering these this past couple of weeks. And normally our ballot styles that we have, you may have 10, 15, 20. We have like 80-some ballot styles this time because of all the township races and nothing overlaps. And if you have a township with two different school districts, now you've got two different ballot styles. So it's a logistical nightmare for us sometimes to be able to try to figure out how we're going to make sure we get enough ballots to cover everybody and still be fiscally responsible to do things. We're lucky in the county to have the electronic touchscreens, so we can have a little flexibility with it. But some of these counties and areas that don't use their touchscreens as much, you're loading down heavy on paper, and you're going to have a ton of these ballots that are going to go unused. And it's like, ugh, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, with the sample ballot, so for instance, there will be everything on it that's going to be happening in county races. But if you find, you'll be able to find, if you know what township you're in, you'll be able to find, okay, here's who is on my ballot. Here's what mine's going to look
like. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're going to have your township races. You're going to have your school board races. You could have park and library district races. If you're in a municipality, a village, or city, you're going to see those city races that are available. Regional trustees, school board things. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff that's on these ballots this time that you may not necessarily, oh, what the heck are these people? And what the heck do they do?
And, yeah. Well, and the thing, you probably know the people. You may not know. I mean, like, hey, well, what Tyler's doing this? I didn't know Tyler's running for that. What's your position on that, Tyler?
Yes.
See, I knew it.
Good answer.
That's always the position. Yes, except when it's no. Right? But yes. So you probably know these people, but that's a way you can educate yourself anyway as to who's running and what the position is. Or you can ask them like, hey, Bill, you're running for this. What is it that does? What will you do in that position?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times you get, why in the heck are you doing that?
Well, there's that.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to step up and take these things. I mean, the school board races, for again, we talked about that a little bit. Those are unpaid positions. So there, people are volunteering their time to go and do these things and get just beat up sometimes. If it's a controversial topic, they're going to get hammered from both sides and making these tough decisions for our kids at no compensation. So we gave a shout out to the township. I'm going to go with a little props now. I'm going to shout out to our school board members to thank you for what you do and helping our communities to grow.
How many different school board races or how many districts have school board races coming up this time around?
There'll be every school district will have at least some on that ballot.
Right. So. Well, then you get an interesting situation like adding an Avon where you're in multiple townships in Knox County, but then you also have Fulton County as well involved.
Yep, and part of them are even into Warren County a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
So there's a little bit of blurbs. Yeah. And then we have school districts, Spoon River Valley School District and the McQuan area, the southern part of the county, that kind of bleeds into the Fulton thing. So we've got not only the schools that are wholly ours, but the ones that are feeding into these other ones. And just it's crazy because we have to certify results to the other counties. They certify back to us. It's just, it's a juggling act. And
well, then even with like District 205, there are at least one race in the county for school board, or is there sometimes more than that?
Well, we have, for Galesburg School Board, we've got two or three townships in the county that have got it. And then Warren County has some as well.
Right.
So we've got to do all that. And the school board ones are crazy because they changed the law a few years ago to have us be their certifying agent. So now those candidates file with us instead of filing with the school boards. So now we're handling all of the paperwork and the shuffle for them and everything. So it's just like, wow.
They trust you, Scott.
That's a good thing.
I guess so, yeah. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, joining us here this morning. All right, so if somebody would like to vote early, that obviously is already underway. How will they go about it?
If you live outside the city of Galesburg, but within Knox County, you come down to the courthouse, the county clerk's office, and see us. We'll be able to get you taken care of. We do, in the area we've got in our front of our office is kind of small, so we're kind of requesting, and we've got signs up to kind of keep your social distance and try to keep a few people in the front offices at a time. But we'll get you through as quick as we can. It doesn't take very long. We do ask that you bring your photo ID with you. Just so it makes it easier for us, we can take that ID, punch it into the computer, and instead of having to write stuff down and slow that process. But we can get you in and get you going, and we want you to make sure you get to vote.
And getting into the courthouse, number one, if you haven't been there for a long time, number one, do not bring your cell phone.
No.
And whatever, the least metal you can have on you, and you'll have to drop your keys in the little basket or bowl and all that. But, yeah, do not bring your cell phone.
And then there's certain days where they have like on Seinfeld, the skills challenges. Right. You have to come in there. You have to be able to climb answer these four trivia questions.
Exactly.
So you don't want to miss those days.
Right, exactly. Well, you said you see your ID and they punch them in. What Tyler used to do, he would ask for ID, then punch him in the face. I never did understand, but. Yet he still gets elected somehow.
As not welcome back to a lot of places.
Czar of bouncing or something.
But he's a yes guy. I mean,
that is true.
Well, yes.
Yes, this is you. Boom. Thanks for the idea.
Tell anybody.
It's a whole new version of Tough Love.
Exactly. I mean, wow. Exactly. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, joining us here this morning. What else do we need to know about what's coming up on this election?
I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be a smaller election, but it's the bigger of the small elections. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But just making sure you get out and vote. And the election day, we're going to knock on wood, it's going to be 90 degrees and sun shining.
Perfect.
At least that's what I'm predicting now.
I'll take it.
I mean, it may be 90 somewhere.
And if not, you get blamed. You get blamed for enough anyway. So
sure,
what's another thing, right?
That's okay, yeah.
So what, April 4th?
April 6th.
Oh, April 6th. I'm sorry. Oh, that's the Tuesday. Okay, I was looking at the
April 6th.
I was on the wrong month. Yeah, April 6th. Tuesday, April 6th, the election will be coming. And the polls will be open from what time to what time?
6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, and you'll be able also, if you go to the county's website, you'll be able to find your polling place.
Yes, and we're always off. As I said, if you're new to the area, if you've just moved in and you haven't got your registrations and things done, the regular registration is closed. We still have grace period registration, but we can do that in the office for you. So if there's questions or concerns about your registration, give us a call. We'll be able to look it up on the computer, make sure you get to the right spot. And we do have the mail-in absentee ballots available as well. They're not pushing it as much as they did last year with the presidential, but those are still options if someone can't make it out, if they've got they're incapacitated in some way, or just not going to be able to make it into either early voting or election day. We can make sure they get that ballot sent to them too.
Yeah, so early voting, you can come to the courthouse and get that taken care of. So you mentioned the registration. So now, obviously, all the rules on that have changed. So if you are not registered, is there a deadline? Would it be the day before the election, or can you get in the day of the election? Is that possible?
It's Illinois, so we changed the rules like
change
socks.
Exactly.
But at this point in time, they have same day voter registration.
Okay.
So if on election day you went to vote, you weren't registered, they would send you back to us to register you and vote you. We're not encouraging that because it does slow the process down tremendously. So, if there's questions on your registration, you're not sure, call us or call the city to check with those registration things to make sure you're set on election day. We'll get you through, but it'll slow you down. On presidential year, last election, we ran a couple hundred. I mean, just on election day, it was just like a rotating just door, boom, 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 and makes the day go fast, but we had other things we needed to get done
right
as well. And I felt bad for our voters coming in because you slowed them down. Normally we can get you in, get you out, but with that big, huge load, it just kind of slowed things down.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and that's if you're, whatever, outside of Altona or Williamsfield, that's going to be a long drive to come in and try to get registered and then get back to your polling place.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll let you vote on that election day.
Oh, you would be able to vote in?
We'll vote you there at the courthouse.
Oh, okay.
So at least we save you that back.
Well, that's good, yeah.
But to save you that trip in the first place,
right,
we can save you one trip back. We're not that we don't want to see you, but if we can save you that trip, we'll be a little proactive with it.
And the registration process, do you have to come in person to the courthouse?
There's still online registration
there is,
now.
Okay.
That'll close here shortly.
Okay.
But then once that online registration closes, then the only way you'd be able to do that would be come in to see us. But if you've got questions or concerns and you call us, we'll get you guided in the right direction and the easiest way to get you taken care of.
Tuesday, April 6th is the election. You can vote early now. I won't do the Chicago vote early, vote often. Just you can vote early or vote election day.
Or vote early, vote often, vote Erickson. That's what we mean.
There you go.
And you're supposed to entire, yeah, yes.
Hey, yes. He's a yes man.
Stick with the gum.
He'll chew you up.
No, chewing up the competition.
All right. Well, Scott, always appreciate you taking some time with us, and good luck in this cycle, and hopefully you'll get a little rest at some point. You got the rest of April after that, right?
Well, we have post-election stuff that will wrap in there.
Oh, that's right. And well, then we got to count the ballots, too.
And then redistricting that'll start after that.
Oh.
And then we'll start the 22 election circulations probably this summer sometime. So, yeah.
Never mind. Hopefully in 2025 you get some rest.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Just six numbers away, hit that lottery. I mean, I'll take an afternoon off.
Perfect. There you go. Scott, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much.